I'm Will Griffin, and this is Live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. And I'm delighted to welcome back classical guitarist extraordinaire Stanley Yates for another set. Stanley was here about 18 months ago, and we welcome him again. Good to see you, Stanley.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It seems like a few weeks,
but yeah,
time,
right.
Time flies.
Stanley's been has his head in a lot of publishing adventures this year, this summer, so he's taking a bit of time to get his guitar warmed up again for us. Music of John Dowland today, also the Dutch composer Annette Kreisbrink, and the Cuban guitarist and composer Leo Brouwer. So, Dr. Stanley Yates, it's all yours.
Okay, so I'd like to play... this is a piece that I've been kind of connected to since I was a teenager. It's really it's Dowland's solo lute setting of his song "Flow My Tears," very famous piece at the time, and typically slightly understated English melancholic music. Thank you.
beautiful piece by English lutenist and songwriter extraordinaire John Dowland, music from the 16th century, I believe. Lacrimae, or Flow My Tears, one of many of the just fine jewel-like pieces from the English Renaissance by Dowland and Byrd and Gibbons and all those guys. And in some ways, Western music just has never improved since then. Those tiny little pieces like that.
Well, as an Englishman, I would certainly agree.
Good. Thank you for playing that music for welcome. Stanley Yates. Dr. Stanley Yates is here from Austin Peay State University today, where he's a professor of music and coordinator of guitar studies at Austin Peay. Music next by a composer I've never encountered before, Annette Kreisbrink, who is a Dutch composer. I'm going to hear music from her Raga suite. Anything to say about Annette Kreisbrink's music?
Well, I don't know a lot about the composer. I've certainly been aware of her for a long time, but this is the only piece I've played of hers. It's curious how music gets into your repertoire. You know, so much stuff you want to play, and only certain pieces kind of get into it, you know. And I got an email from a publisher advertising catalogue of new pieces, saw the cover for this piece and thought, that looks interesting. And a couple of years went by and it just occurred to me to play it. So I've been enjoying playing it. So these pieces are based on authentic ragas. And the first two movements, what I'm going to play, the first one is really in the form of a kind of a prelude to the rest of the suite, although it does have a kind of a dance-like section in the middle. The second piece is certainly a dance-type piece, you know, in a very odd meter. And you'll hear lots of references to other Indian instruments, sitar, tabla drums, the Indian violin. So that's basically all I know about it.
All right. Thank you. two movements from the Raga Suite of the Dutch composer and guitarist, I think, yep. Annette Kreisbrink, played live in Studio C by Stanley Yates. Interesting music, very, very evocative.
Yeah.
Especially that second piece.
It's interesting the relationship between Indian music and flamenco guitar. When you hear it, Indian music played on the classical guitar, it's very reminiscent of some of the things that you get in flamenco music.
Apparently the deep roots of gypsy culture come out of India anyway.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, music next by the Cuban guitarist and composer Leo Brower. I guess it roughly translates into dance elegy or elegy of the dance.
In praise of the dance.
What's the first word?
In praise of the dance. It's not elegy, it's eulogy. Not eulogy, elegy. Well, no, well, I don't know. It's eulogy, in praise of,
In Spanish, more or less, elogio. If you know Spanish, that's the word of the dance.
So this is a pretty early piece of Brower's. He was probably 24 or 25 years old when he wrote this. And it's a homage, you know, to Stravinsky and the Rite of Spring. He wrote the piece to be danced. It was written to choreography. And I read somewhere that after he played the concert, he left the music, didn't bother taking it home or anything, you know. But fortunately, he'd given a copy to another guitarist, so it actually survived. Because otherwise, we wouldn't even have it. And again, this is a piece that I've had a long association with. You know, this goes back, again, to my kind of teenage years. And I was getting ready to audition for music school, and I had my program all set and practiced, and this piece arrived in the mail like a few days before, and I dumped one of the audition pieces and played this instead. I've always just loved this piece, so it's nice to go back every now and again and revisit it. So two main sections. The first one, Lento, which has a little dance-like movement in the middle, and the second section, humorously titled Obstinato, rather than Ostinato. Obstinato. Thank you.
Music by Leo Brower, Cuban-born guitarist and composer, that was Elogio de la Danza, played live in Studio C by Stanley Yates, ending his program for us today. Thank you so much for coming down from Clarksville and Austin P. again.
Very welcome, Will. Thanks for inviting me.
Certainly we'll have you back at your convenience, I'm sure.
Thank you
very much. Music of Dowland and Kreisbrink and Brower, played by Dr. Stanley Yates today for us live in Studio C. Coming up next week, flutist Deanna Little is back from Middle Tennessee State University for another program of French music. Our thanks to our engineer, Carl Peterson. Thanks for recording us today, Carl. And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and First Tennessee Foundation for their support of Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C.